Yes, indeed. 6 o'clock in the Southland, a live imaging Tuesday on Sit Down with Cap. And you know what it's time for. I'm going to do a live throw again to producer Laura.
Can I do the sponsor tag first?
Well, usually it goes me, then you.
Okay, go.
But go ahead.
What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Take it away, producer Laura.
All right, guys.
Wow, that was really good.
It's been an interesting day. I love having you guys in the studio. Just a side note. Anyways, I'm all for feel-good.
And by everyone, you mean all of us but Cappy.
Right. But remember, I thought it was Monday, not Tuesday. I didn't realize it was hashtag
now
lit.
I'll coming be back
there.
Tomorrow.
I'll
again.
Be there tomorrow. I will be there.
Is Chris
going to
be here tomorrow?
No. Well, specifically, just Tuesdays is when
can't
I
can't you do live imaging Wednesday tomorrow? Can we do?
It's not in the deal.
Hashtag
much like
Lou?
You got red wines and stuff, I've had to red wines
like
and
like
stuff.
It could be like a little asterisk. You know, just
whoa, I thought you were going to say something else there for a second. Because you stretched out those first couple of that first syllable.
No. We've right, had geez, enough of
girl.
That. We've
I
had
know you got a boo now, but you know.
I know, right? She's a totally different woman now that she's got a boyfriend.
She's
isn't
all
she?
Booed up.
Oh yeah,
what?
She's
what?
A whole.
Okay, wait,
a different
I'm not different.
Sound and glow.
No more
oh,
friends.
Yeah.
No,
just
I don't have
boo.
No more friends.
No, yeah. There's a glow.
Okay. Anyways, like I was saying, I'm all for a feel good story. And imagine being 18 and being really close to graduating, but not being able to get your diploma because, you know, you got suspended, missed an exam here and there. And 60 years later, the school calls you back and says, hey, you're 78 years old and we're willing to let you walk. So this actually happened to a San Gabriel man. Ted was asked to come back and graduate with the class of 2022, 60 years later, to get his diploma. And he did so last Friday at the Rose Bowl.
That's cool.
And what I thought that was cool, but also the school kept his original diploma locked in somewhere. And they gave him the like somewhere.
Locked, you know,
I mean,
in the closet somewhere.
Think about it. A lot of things are electronic now, right? So the fact that they kept that locked up somewhere in a filing cabinet. They had his original diploma from 1962.
Wow. Damn. Now, you know, I always have follow-up questions. Did it say in the story why they chose to, like, call him from out of nowhere? Like, hey, Ted, don't know if you're still alive or whatever, but we found your diploma.
I mean,
and we know you don't have it. We do. So we'd like to give it to you. Would you like to walk with the class of 2022? Do we have any idea why they called him?
No, but I do know why he wasn't allowed to walk. He was suspended. And then when he tried to go and ask for his diploma, like, hey, I know I couldn't walk, blah, blah, blah. He owed $4.80 for a book.
Oh,
he never took back.
Oh,
so I think the school probably just felt that was really petty. And then it took 60 years, but, you know, the diploma's there.
Yo, the library don't mess around when it comes to that stuff, though.
School don't mess around with money. Yeah.
Did they make him pay the $4 or whatever?
No.
Huh. Surprised they didn't ask him for the money with interest.
Cap, why you gotta kill the feel-good story?
Huh, is what Cap said. Huh.
Like, why?
Huh. I mean, think about that. They wouldn't give it to him back then, but now they'll give it to him without asking him for a dollar.
No. But, you know, it took 60 years, Cap.
I'm sure there was more to the story back then. Like, I don't think that it was just like, oh, hey,
he didn't pay. He was suspended for some stuff, and that's why he wasn't able to walk. But then when he asked for the diploma, it was the $4.80.
Yeah, this is graduation season.
I liked the
season.
Story, Laura. I don't
Thank
know why
you.
Cap's got to give you
I mean,
the,
Cap is pooping on it. Yeah.
Giving you the
No, I just had some questions. That's all.
I mean, that's your normal thing. And then when we ask questions for you, you know, you never have answers, but it's okay.
Oh,
what
damn.
Are you talking about? What are you
damn.
Talking about?
Wow. Damn.
I know Laura can dish it out, but she doesn't like to take it, so.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah,
I was going to say something.
Yeah,
bring it, bruh.
Bring it, bruh. That's what she says. Bring it, bruh.
I can't say a lot of the stuff I want to say on air, so I'm just going to take my mic off.
Why not?
Well, it's like that.
Clean it up. Come on.
All right. That is what you need to know. It's not really what you need to know. Kind of what you want to know from the other side, but that's not what we're doing now. We're what you need to know. Presented by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
24 days away, kids, from the 710 Mandy Awards at the Quai Canyon in Montebello. Are you ready?
The QC.
Presented by Buffalo Wild Wings and Jim Beam. Vote now. We're shutting voting down on June 10th.
Yeah.
Really?
710awards.net. Yes, 710awards.net.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you could vote
for
So that
for means Laura. Mason can stop voting for himself every time?
On June 10th.
Yeah.
He has been voting for himself a lot.
I mean, that's what you said. I don't know.
By the way, for people, now, again, I don't see the voting. I don't see the tabulations, the calculations, or any of that. But reports are that it is very tight on some of these races.
Oh, yeah?
So get out there and vote. Vote for your favorite show.
There you go. Which ones are tight? This would be helpful.
Do you actually know or no?
Because if you knew, like, I'll give you an example. Chris, let me give you an example.
Yes.
If let's say that in the Who's the Biggest Diva competition,
right?
Let's say that Mason is leading 65% to George's 64%. we would want to
well,
say
no,
all
that,
the
that would not actually be the case because you couldn't have 65% of 64%. Because basic math
your
would
math
tell you you couldn't do that.
There,
what are you talking about? What if there's 200% and there's 65 and 65? Oh, I mean, what if?
As someone once said, puh.
Please, puh. Pooey. All I'm saying is this.
Yes.
Let's say Mason is leading Sedano. Take math out of the equation.
By 1%.
Right. By 1%.
The margin of error, though.
Right. We need to make sure that our biggest diva is the winner of the biggest diva competition. So if you have close races, Chris, it would be very helpful for us to tell
everybody.
Well,
but don't we want Mason to win the biggest diva because he doesn't want to win that award? That's the only award he doesn't want to win.
Probably, yeah.
He definitely, more than anything, wants to win show of the year.
Yeah. Yes.
And
host
and
of
host
the year.
Of the year.
Right.
Those are the two big ones that Mason really, really wants.
But what I'm saying is he doesn't want to win Diva. He said that already out loud. So, we should have people, employ people to vote for him on that category.
Yes.
Right, but he's not really the biggest Diva, is he?
Mm.
Oh. Oh.
I mean, listen, I'm pretty Diva, but he takes the cake. I have never told anyone in here you've lost a friend.
Wait, so what do you guys think about the race for... I feel like Cap is like man of the people, and I feel like that's one that is going to be hard.
Oh, see, I think Cap is going to win. There's one about funny host, right?
Funniest host.
And then there was the other one. There's another
one
that's similar.
There's one of most knowledgeable that I think.
That was easily me. I mean,
no,
by far.
No, no.
I think
what are you talking about? I mean, everybody knows that.
That's a Johnny I.
Yeah, it's Johnny I.
Yeah.
Man of the people, though, I feel like that's a good Cap
one. You may be able to pull that off.
Man of the people?
Yeah.
I'd like
Although I think I feel like Key's got an in on that award.
No way.
How is Key a man of the people?
Hold on for a second. Hold on.
I have seen people respond
to
Key.
No other host in the history of this radio station has gone on more remotes and talked to more listeners at 5 a.m.
Yes.
In cities that some of our hosts don't even know exist to press the flesh with the people.
And by those hosts, who are you talking about? The midday hosts?
So I'm just saying I feel
I love you, producer Lindsay.
No, my argument
you can't
is
be coming after my boy.
I'm not coming after. I'm just saying I see Man of the People as somebody that people can relate to. That's kind of how I interpret it.
But he is the native son.
He is the LA's native son.
The native son. The
USC Trojan.
A man of Troy.
Former number one overall pick in 1996.
That's kind of hard to relate to.
Had 2,000 people at his draft party, including Tupac
and Jim Hill.
Yeah,
but so is Cap.
You would think that he could
Super
cover
Bowl
somebody
champion.
On a basketball court. I mean, come on.
I understand. I think he's got that award down.
Key's automatic winner, man of the
people. Not automatic, but I think I would vote for him.
I would too.
I mean, I have.
I was I voted for him.
Okay, all right.
But you're the funniest, and then there's another one that's similar to funny. What's that one?
I don't know.
Was
which
it
one
the
is
crazy
that?
Dressing one because he had the Sunday
craziest
sweating?
Host? Is there
no,
a crazy
no,
host?
I mean, Keyshawn has handed out turkeys for Thanksgiving to loyal listeners and fans.
Yeah.
Again, I feel like
that
one's open to
I have not done that, but I'll tell you this. I'm
open
volunteering right now, Chris.
if you want votes, I
am volunteering right now to hand out turkeys. I am right now. Cranberry sauce, stuffing, you name
Cap
it, if it's Thanksgiving.
Cap is on the Purdue website right now ordering
I'm all
turkeys.
In. I'm all in on turkeys.
Here's a turkey from a turkey.
Yes.
I am all in on turkeys.
Seriously. Here's a turkey from a turkey. It's a good
also
bit
the,
for Thanksgiving.
The craziest one, which, again, I feel like some of these are open for interpretation. What do they mean by crazy?
Well, Mason could be crazy, too.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think that there's a good chance Mace could take home three Mandys.
Oh, I believe it.
Those three Mandys would be host of the year.
All day, so, there's
host of the year, show of the year, and what else?
Craziest.
Okay. I don't want to win any Mandys.
Same.
Well, you guys don't want to win host of the year? You don't want to win show of the year?
I mean, it'd be nice, but I don't care if we win or don't. Like, I don't
care.
Yes,
you do.
Like
you
that.
Should
no,
care.
No, I don't care.
You should care.
What awards, what do we think Sedano should be up for, though?
Well, I want the pain in the ass award that Amanda's giving
that's
out.
A special that's presentation.
I think you got that one on lock.
Yeah, I think you got
that
one.
That's a done deal.
You got that on lock for sure.
Oh, good, because that's the one I want.
I mean, I think Woj reported that you won that award.
I fight for the employee. I think management, they're all a bunch of just
what?
Corporate time-stealing weasels. That's it.
Really?
Yeah, all of them.
Including Bergman.
Bergman especially?
Mm-hmm. Is he still there?
No.
No.
He left.
All right, all right.
He said goodbye to us he was checking out for the day. Like, hey, guys, good work today.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
Been listening to the show.
Has everybody been, texting with our boss, Amanda Brown, who's recovering from her back surgery?
I sent her an email.
She's recovering well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I let her be because, she...
I mean, I think the last thing she wants to hear is from us.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
She's
I check
good
on her
medication
every day.
Right now.
What?
I want to hear from
no,
you guys.
No, don't do that.
No, I send a text every day.
That's
you are that guy.
What's wrong with being that guy?
Now, can we
let her heal?
So, the other
in
day,
peace,
I took my kids to go get ice cream.
Yeah. And what kind of ice cream?
You're that kind of guy. You're that guy
Robbins.
Who takes your kids to get ice cream. You're that guy.
And then I took my kids to get ice cream. So I
and to a good place, not one of these bad places. You went to a good place.
Yeah, Baskin Robbins.
Right.
Yeah.
Baskin Robbins.
Yeah. So and Cap always does this whenever I have like a food post on my Instagram, and it's always just
Yeah, it looks good.
So creepy.
It's super
That's
creepy.
That's weird. That's weird.
It's super creepy.
Cap, do you like so the creepy. ASMR stuff?
Yeah. Looks good. Mm, yeah. Crazy.
Corporate
ice cream.
Greg just texted me, still listening, bleeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? He threw
in the bleeper in there.
Yeah, there you go. But he knows I say that. But it's also an endearing term, corporate time-stealing weasel.
Well, that's you said that, not me.
Yeah.
I'm the president of the Corporate Greg Fan Club. I'm also the only member, but still. I have been for years. I love the kid. I had him out to golf on Saturday.
That was very nice, by the way.
You know what, Greg? Right now?
Kaplan can't get an invite to Black Gold on a
Saturday. Well, you know what? Listen, I got to tell you guys, between you and Bergman sucking on stogies, okay? And I saw David. Hello, David.
He had a stogie in his hand, by the way. You just
I didn't see it in the picture. I didn't see Tommy. I didn't see Tommy with a stogie.
Tommy's only smoked it once.
Shouts out to you, Tommy.
Shouts out to you, Tommy.
The cigar smoke, it annoys me.
I know it annoys
me. I mean, it's outdoors, though.
I understand. There's nothing I can do about it, and you're free to smoke your cigar. I just don't like the smell.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, does it bother you outside?
Just don't like the smell, man. You know?
Okay.
I'm playing golf. You're messing with me with that cigar smoke.
But, you know, as far as Bergman's concerned, the captain of the ship right now.
He is.
It's like on Star Trek. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Captain Kirk finally took over. I mean, this could be his time. You never know.
If you come out and play golf with us anytime, Kaplan, I will blow that smoke right in your face.
I know you will. I know you will. But so here's what I'm going to do. Just so you know.
Several times I'll blow it right in
there. I'm going to combat your smoke, your cigar smoke, with my smoke. And so you're going to smoke all over me. I'm going to smoke all over
you.
What
are you smoking?
I think he's making his golf game so amazing. That's what he's
doing. No, it's not amazing. I haven't played in ages.
Uh-huh.
I haven't played golf in ages.
But you're going to play better than me is your point.
And I will still come and just mop the floor.
Now, you're going to like sativa in his face? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe it could be something like that.
Oh. I had a nice indica weekend. I got to be honest.
Really?
Oh, it was smooth.
I'm surprised by you.
Why? You know, I get down with the grass.
Occasionally. But now you're not. That's not your thing. That's usually not your deal.
Actually, really? Back in the morning show days, LZ gave me a great tip once. Our friend LZ is if you do a little morning burn before the coffee, you really get a mental explosion.
Yeah.
That's why I was so funny those days.
Yeah.
By the way, my parents are visiting from Florida right now.
Oh, you need a lot of weed then.
Yeah. Oh, dude. So wait, but here's the thing. The best part is I'm tranquilizing my father. You know, like I'm like,
what?
All right, Dad.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you tranquilizing him? Like with a syringe?
No, with gummies.
That's actually a really good idea. I never even thought of that. I should totally do that to my mom when I go back to Ohio.
Does he know what you're giving him?
Oh, he totally knows. I'm dosing the man.
Okay, does your mom know?
Yeah, she knows. Oh, okay. She knows.
THC or CBD?
Both.
Oh, wow. Both.
Whoa. He's really
good for pops.
How does he react? Like, how has he reacted so far?
Oh, he tells me. He goes, dude. He goes, you gave that to me? He goes, within 3 minutes, I was sound asleep. You know, it's a placebo effect kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And I slept. I slept in. I slept till 4 a.m. I'm like, wow, nice job out of you, man. 9 p.m. to 4 a.m., pretty good.
Yeah, still too early for me.
I know. Well, listen, these guys, you know, you get older, you can't sleep. You know, you need something.
I know.
That's why tomorrow, when I come up to the studio, I'm bringing John Ireland a little gift as well, because I'm going to get John Ireland off Ambien. Once and for all, I'm getting the kid off Ambien.
Well, you heard him today talk about the gummies, right, that he's been taking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bringing him another set.
He's not getting – so when you take that nighttime gummy, I take a CBD one. You got to get to sleep within 30 minutes, or else you're wide awake and now you're hungry.
And now you're thinking and you're hungry. Yeah.
And you're hungry.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Thinking and hungry.
Yeah. speaking
doing
of
math
thinking.
In your head and thinking about the refrigerator.
The Rams need to do some thinking about Aaron Donald and his latest comments. We'll get to that coming up next, back in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, indeed, a live imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cap. Back. Oh, no, not back on this day. Happy 60th birthday. This is a Cap song. Even the music video. Lindsay and I were watching the video earlier.
It's very
so Kaplan.
Yeah, super Cappy.
Corey Hart is 60 years old. You know he wears his sunglasses at night.
He's only 60, huh?
You stepped
on
it. I literally talked it up.
He hit the post.
Oh, who cares?
Redo, redo. We got to redo
it. Who cares? We're in radio.
Do you know how hard it is to hit the post when you're not like a music DJ every day?
I heard it. I could have stopped.
But you didn't stop.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't feel like I needed to.
Such a
skill. Feel like I needed to.
You know it's a Kaplan record. Producer Lindsay and I were watching the video earlier. Remind you of Scott Kaplan. He's 60 years old today. And happy birthday to Corey Hart. There you go. I did it twice.
There you
nice
go.
Job.
Wow. See? That's see how good
that's
Morales
impressive.
Is.
Wow. Very impressive. Corey Hart's only 60, yes. Huh?
Wait, can I ask you, can you hit the post to Mason used to always do this with the power of love, Huey Lewis in the news?
That's like a 30-second intro, though. We don't have time.
That's a long rant.
I know. I'm asking, though, do you know that one? Because that one's
tough.
Yeah,
I'm sure I could.
That
yeah.
one's really tough because you got to really time it out.
It's in the genes. What can I
used to do that back in the day when I worked with Greg Bergman many years ago on the old, when we worked
the 10 a.m. show?
At Fox. No, oh. We worked at Fox.
Oh, the
you
third show.
You did it
show.
In the yeah. 10 a.m. too, though, a
when
lot.
I, occasionally. Yeah. But that show, the show at night when I was a young tyke.
And you were really, back then, you were really like, hey, it's shit out of.
Yeah. And it was, I would hit the post every time. And yeah. we'd celebrate. We're like, yeah.
I need to hear you do this, though, Morales. That song is hard to do.
I don't have
What's
it.
What's so hard about it?
Do you know, like, you know what hitting the post is, obviously, right, Cap?
Clearly.
And so that song, it's the Huey Wait, Lewis in the News. The
power
not
of love.
The power of love. It's
the
other one.
The power of love.
Which one?
The one that's in Back to the Future. Yeah, it is. Maybe it is the power
of love.
Power of love
was back. It was in the was in Back to the Future.
Yeah, I think that's it. It's just hard because it's such a long intro and you don't know when
don't,
he's going
to
start.
I'll tell you right now, I couldn't do it right now because I don't have enough content in my head to get to you 33 seconds right now.
I really want you to do it in
one
front
day.
Of me.
Maybe at the I will do it for you one day. Maybe at the Mandy's.
Yeah. Maybe I'll wear my sunglasses at the Mandy's at night.
Clint Eastwood is also 92 today.
Wow. 92. What a life.
Still making
man.
Movies.
What a life. Amazing.
Wow. Yeah, he just produced the one that was really, like, good, right?
Yeah.
Which one was that?
I want to say it was the movie with the kid, Chris Pine, right? Didn't he do that Chris Pine movie?
I like how Kaplan doesn't know about a lot of stuff, so he just always asks follow-up questions.
Yeah.
Like, we're just making conversation, and you got to be like,
well, no,
hey,
but George knows a lot about a lot. Ask him. And so he says all the time, he's like, hey, listen, you know, Clint just made this movie. And I'm like, which one? You must know.
I'm pretty sure it was the one with Chris Pine he produced. I could be wrong, but I'm almost positive it was one of the most recent Chris Pine movies.
Okay, I see that, Chris. I didn't know that. See, now I know it's one of the most recent Chris Pine movies. I don't know which one.
I could be wrong, but I'm almost positive.
And by the way, he could be wrong. So maybe it's
Why
not the Chris
are
Pine
such movie. A bleep face sometimes. I swear.
Let me tell you something.
He's in a mood today.
Let me tell you something.
Jesus,
tomorrow,
for the love
of
God.
I will be in that studio tomorrow, and I'm going to take that head of yours, put it inside of a full Nelson,
yeah.
and probably give you a noogie right on it and mess up your hair Jimmy Johnson style.
Are y'all smoking crack?
Be prepared.
Sometimes. He's giving you a noogie tomorrow. That's what he
That's
said.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
A noogie.
Yeah. Right. Not violent.
Listen, you know what you need to do? You need to do what Arsenio once said on this show.
Which was?
George is wrong. I don't want to be right.
The Sedano soundboard is on the loose.
Yeah, it is.
You stepped on that one, too, by the way. So
he's
that gets
really? He doesn't have good time.
That gets the loser game show sound.
Oh, you're going crazy with sound effects today.
What are
you
going to do? Are you Listen, no, hold on. Last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will get to Aaron Donald in a second.
We will, in a moment. Corporate Greg had asked me that the night before, do you want to grab a cocktail after the show? I said, oh, I want to get back to OC, but okay. That's turned into him inviting everyone. And I was like, well, this isn't what I signed up for. But anyway.
Wait, who invited everyone? Bergman?
Great. Because then he was like, oh, I better be nice. You know, I don't want to just go to
no,
Chris.
No, Bergman. Anyway. It's okay to be one-on-one.
So then Kaplan comes and Clinton Yates, just what I needed after 3 hours with them, was more of them.
Yeah.
But nevertheless.
Yeah.
Clinton was cool. He was fine.
Yeah.
Kaplan's tearing you apart.
Yeah.
Good 10 bad. We're not even going to get into that.
Not just George. I wasn't just tearing George apart.
He
everybody.
Wants the soundboard bad.
Yeah.
So I hope you're ready, Cap, because we're going to build the Kaplan soundboard. I hope you're ready with your effects.
Well, listen, you know, I brought to you guys last week an old school piece of radio equipment called an instant replay machine.
Right, but we need to use it for the Mandy's.
Right. Once the Mandy's are over, I want to load up my instant replay machine, and I want to battle sound effects. I'm in.
Okay. Hope you're ready.
I hope you're ready.
As long as you play them, because you come at me, but I'm like, you know, when Sedano was in the studio, he played his own sound because he knows what he wants.
Mm.
You got to know what you want, Cap.
Yeah.
And I don't think you do. That's the problem.
No, oh. I think I do.
Because Rachel, never mind.
I think I do. I think I know. I think I know what I want.
Okay.
I want you to play them.
He's going to be like, we're playing. Hey, guys, we're going to talk football. And then there's like a football tackling sound.
No. Hey, guys, I want to talk football. Bump, 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 bump. Yeah, so I'm going to just transition things with music and sound effects and the whole thing. But I really wanted Laura to do it, but she doesn't want to do it.
I mean, I can, you know, but the thing is, when you know what you want, I'm not in your brain, bro. That's why Sedano knows what he wants. He hits the sound.
That's probably a good thing. Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, you don't want to get in here.
No, I don't. That's the whole thing.
You don't want to get in here. You don't need to get in here.
Take it away, Sedano.
All right. So Aaron Donald has basically said on the Brandon Marshall podcast that he's at peace, Kaplan. Whatever happens, he's at peace. And if he's if it's over and they can't come to a contract, then he's good to go. Now, I would totally understand that. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer right now, like first ballot, let's go like 5 minutes from now. But if you're the Rams, you got to take care of business here because, yes, offensive players are as important as they've ever been, particularly wide receivers are more valuable than they've ever been. However, you still need someone to stop somebody occasionally. And he made arguably the biggest play in the entire Super Bowl. And he's been the best defensive player in the sport for basically the entire time he's been there. And he's like the fourth or fifth highest paid guy on defense alone. He's the 102nd highest paid player in the NFL. You probably need to pay him, is my guess, one last time.
Listen, Aaron Donald can keep this whole thing going of, you know, I'm at peace with myself. And I saw a little bit of this podcast where he said, you know, I told my family going in, hey, I'll play 8 years. And I'll bet you that a lot of people have those conversations. Like, look, I'm 22 years old. I played 4 years of college ball. If I could play 8 years in the NFL and get to 30 and leave with my health and a bunch of money, that's my game plan. But then you start chasing a championship. And then when you finally achieve a championship, you're not ready to walk away. Now you've just got a taste. Now you are addicted to the feeling. So Aaron Donald continuing this I'm at peace tour and this threat of I'm ready to retire if I have to because it's business, I don't believe it for one second. Look, he's made a lot of money. He's been very successful, and chances are he probably got a lot of money in the bank. But there's a whole bunch of money just waiting for Aaron Donald. He knows it. Stan Kroenke knows it. We all know it. He ain't going anywhere. Come on.
No, I don't think so, and I don't think the Rams want him to go anywhere. But I would imagine that he's doing this because he probably doesn't like whatever proposals have been at least initially discussed.
Well, let me say something about the Rams.
Because here's the thing.
Go ahead.
Real quick. You know, there's this notion out there that, oh, you know, Cooper Kupp's out there saying that, you know, he doesn't need to be the highest paid wide receiver and, you know, Matthew Stafford. And it's like, okay, but that's not Aaron Donald. Like, just because those guys chose to do something doesn't mean Aaron Donald needs to do something. The same thing. You know?
Well, let me just say this. You ask 100 people on the street who's the best defensive player in the NFL, 99 out of 100 of them say Aaron Donald. You ask everybody, 100 people, who's the best wide receiver in the NFL, maybe 30, 40, 50, maybe 60 say Cooper Kupp,
no,
but not everybody.
Yeah.
Okay? So, look, here's the thing about the Rams. There are no excuses. Here's what I mean. When you wanted to get rid of Jared Goff and he had a contract that everybody said you're screwed, no, they found a way to unscrew.
They
got rid of Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Okay? When they decided that they wanted to go get another pass rusher, they found a way to go get Von Miller. When they felt like they needed another wide receiver, they found a way to go get Odell Beckham Jr. The point I'm trying to make to you is this. The Rams have been the smartest and most creative when it comes to acquiring talent and finding a way to work within the salary cap. So there's no excuse for them to not sign Aaron Donald and make him the highest paid defensive player in the league, because they've proven that time and again that when it comes to these sorts of things, they find a way to get things done. No excuse.
Yeah, I'm with you wholeheartedly. And honestly, you can't afford to lose him.
Let's put it this way. If Aaron Donald peacefully retires, the Rams go from being one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl to probably not even in the top 10.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, I'm serious. I'm not trying to knock the Rams. I'm just saying that Aaron Donald is that important of a player on the field and off the field to this franchise that I really believe that if he retires, the odds for the Rams winning the Super Bowl would go down drastically.
Well, I would agree drastically, but beyond the top 10 would put them behind the Chargers. Would you agree with that?
It would. But, you know, the Chargers are just, they're always a betting favorite because they've always kind of got, you know, this on paper, everybody thinks they're a real contender.
They are a great team on paper.
On paper, they are. Like the Lakers are a great team on paper.
The
in
Chargers
theory.
Have better Super Bowl odds than the Denver Broncos who just added Russell Wilson.
Not surprised. Not surprised at all. I mean, the Broncos added a quarterback. The Chargers
what,
have added.
What would you do if the Chargers win the division this year?
If they win the division, I don't have a huge problem with that, because if they win the division, that means that they're going to get their heart broken in the postseason, so I'm okay with it. It's if they win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Then I just
if
then
they
I don't
win
know
the Super
do,
Bowl,
then I don't
what,
know what, to
what
do
can
myself.
We do? What can we do to like entice you to do something
I don't
crazy
know, man.
If they win the
if
Super
they,
Bowl?
If they win the Super Bowl, I don't know what to do. For real.
How about like running like in a Speedo, like down like LA, around LA Live or something?
Why in a Speedo?
I mean, I don't know, because we're not doing naked. We're not doing
I mean,
that.
Let's just go. Let's
we're
break the
we're
tank
still
this
a Walt
thing.
Disney company, so
yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. If the Chargers win the Super Bowl, I will lose my mind.
Oh, and a Chargers Speedo with, like, a lightning bolt in the front.
Kaplan's yeah. the kind of guy who's going to stuff the Speedo, too. You know what I mean?
Oh, what do you mean? The kind of? Yeah, you're right, I am. I mean, this is a big advertising opportunity here, Chris.
Stuff the Speedo.
Right.
Exactly. Right. It's like the Zapruder film.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to see that, and they're going to go, look at that. Huh.
Who knew he was packing?
Right. Didn't know that he would really have that.
Get the Hebrew heat.
Darn right. That's right.
Now I want the Chargers with the Super Bowl just for the
I
moment.
Know you do. I know. Sometimes I'm like that too, where I know that one of my friends really, really hates a team, so I root for them to succeed, or he really, really loves a team, so I root for them to fail. I do yeah. it all the time. I'm
yeah.
guilty.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. I just yeah. think that we could entice you to do something crazy. We still have plenty of time, though.
Yeah, long time before the football season.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, big deal or no deal, back in 2 minutes.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Sit Down and Cap. We do it each day at 6:30 p.m. Big deal or no deal. Take it away, Sit Down.
Thank you, Christopher. All right, Linz, what do we got?
All right, so the Chicago Cubs placed their veteran infielder, Jonathan Villar, on the 10-day injured list Monday after he suffered a super weird injury during a workout. So he sustained a mouth injury while using an exercise band, which snapped. It broke and snapped back into his mouth. So now he requires a significant amount of dental work, which means, you know, the Cubs have to put him on the injured list, and he's going to miss, you know, at least a couple of weeks. Is this super weird injury a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
No, it's not a big deal, because I feel like baseball particularly has a lot of these weird sports injuries. Who was the guy, baseball injury, who sneezed and like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, like, pulled a rib
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He, like, pulled a rib muscle or something crazy.
Who was it that
crazy.
Did that? God, I don't... There was a guy who did that
feel like,
a long time
I feel
ago.
Like it was Jeff Kent from the San Francisco
no,
Giants.
No, I think he was... Well, he got into the motorcycle
he
thing.
Did,
he
did,
but
as I recall, he lied about what happened to him, you know?
It was Kevin Pillar who sneezed. Kevin Pillar.
Really? Oh, who's with the Dodgers now.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was with the Blue Jays at the time.
Yeah, he's a violent sneezer.
A violent sneezer.
I understand violent sneezing.
Yeah.
Are you a violent sneezer, Cap?
I'm not only am I a violent sneezer.
My dad was.
I'm a contiguous sneezer.
Yeah.
You know, like where one turns into 10 real fast.
I am too. I am
that. So my dad used to sneeze so loud that my neighbor growing up, and our houses were not that close together. Like, I would say, like, you know how some houses, like, they're close, like, you know, within like a, like 5 feet or whatever, the concrete to concrete. This house, I would say my concrete to his concrete, 5, 10, probably like 30 feet, 40 feet, okay? And he says he'd be in his room at night, and my dad would be watching TV, and the windows would be open for one reason or another because it was like a nice night, And he would sneeze, and he'd wake up because my dad sneezed. My dad was a violent sneezer.
What kind of sneeze was it? Was it just like a really loud achoo?
Like, yeah, like a achoo! And it just like, man, like loud. Like, I remember, I was immune to it as a kid already because it was just like part of the noise.
Right, you just thought that's the norm, right?
Yeah.
That's what my dad sounds like when he sneezes.
Yeah.
Yeah, my sister, when she sneezes, she sounds like she's grunting. It's like... Like that, it's very funny. It's very funny.
I'm going to just answer this and say not a big deal, though, because look, you know, sometimes when you're using those exercise bands, they can, like, you lose control of one. It could smack you in the face real quick and do some major damage. So that stuff happens.
You strike me as somebody who would have injured himself sneezing, Cap.
I have not injured myself sneezing yet. I'm not saying it's out of the question. I mean, who knows? Sometimes
Dude,
you just sneeze and
slipped,
pull an Achilles.
I slipped down a few flights of stairs the other day on the road in Dallas because I was going up. The gym was like on the basement level, and I was coming back up, and then I realized, oh, crap, I got to go to the UPS store there. And I went to turn around. I don't know if my foot got caught or something on the rug. And, like, I turned, and I did, like, a half split, like, down. But my knee, still a little sore from kind of the flipping in my ankle, too. So it's stupid. Like, it was the dumbest thing ever. That is, like, the dumbest injury I've had personally. Although, I'm trying to think. I've had some sneezes where I've felt, like, the back tweak, but not, like, an actual injury.
I broke my foot once falling down the stairs.
Go ahead,
sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just saying I broke my foot once falling down the stairs. It was right before prom, too.
Oof.
I ran out the door really fast, and my boyfriend at the time had really tall steps, and I just collapsed to the ground, and I looked down, and my foot was like a softball size, and his brother was like, it's definitely broken. It was terrible.
I once saw a guy in a gym doing this exercise where you're raising these dumbbells up like laterally, and then you bring the dumbbells back down to your groin area and then back up. And this guy smashed his manhood in these two dumbbells.
So, oh, my God. I just got, like, the tingles
that hurts,
just hearing
right?
that. Yeah.
Weird things happen sometimes when you're working out.
Yeah.
And this guy got snapped in the face by the bands.
Yeah, that's not fun. That doesn't sound fun at all. Lindsay, what do you got?
All right, so Draymond Green and Kevin Durant have made headlines today with, you know, their little back and forth on Twitter. It started when KD called Draymond's take about Steph Curry facing double teams in the NBA Finals 100% false. Green accused KD of taking his quote out of context, saying that Durant has to listen to full takes and not just snippets before chiming in. Champ. Durant then, you know, he defended himself and he said that, you know, that's not really the case. Anyway, the two got into an argument about whether or not Steph Curry doesn't have more MVPs because he got double teamed the years that KD was on the Warriors. So they got into the back and forth about that on social media. Is it a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
I think, you know, Draymond is right, though. Kevin Durant was not seeing as many double teams when he was playing with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson than he was at any other time in his life, even though he did play with a prime Russell Westbrook and James Harden. Like, I don't think that's factually inaccurate.
But the question about is it a big deal or no deal that the two of these guys are going back and forth on social media, for me, it is no deal at all. Like, Draymond gets what he's trying to become. Draymond wants to be the next generation's Charles Barkley, and everybody knows how sensitive Kevin Durant is on social media. So these two guys going back and forth at each other, to me, entertaining, not a big deal.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like KD, his MVPs were well-deserved. We'll just say that.
Yeah, they are well-deserved, but it doesn't mean that both things can't be true. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I guess
Kevin
you're
Durant
right.
was incredible, but when you're playing with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, the first and maybe, you know, top 3 to 5 shooter in NBA history, like, you're going to get open looks.
Yeah, I guess you're right. All right, talking about shooters. A card from Kobe Bryant's rookie season could fetch 7 figures at auction. It's a 1997 Skybox Metal Universe Precious Metal Gems number 81, and it's numbered 60th out of 100, making the card rare on its own, but the card is also the only autographed one of its kind to ever come to market. The card shows 18-year-old Kobe Bryant in his number 8 Lakers home jersey making an assist during his rookie season. The auction house says that the card could sell for more than $1 million when bidding ends this Saturday, and that would make it one of, if not the most expensive basketball cards ever sold at auction. And as of today, as of the time of they printed this, it was at $143,000. Is the fact that someone could pay $1 million for a Kobe trading card a big deal or no deal, Cap?
Not a big deal. And I'm only saying that because when you see the numbers that people are willing to pay for certain pieces of sports memorabilia, I mean, the numbers are astronomical.
Yeah, well, the guy paid $500,000, right, for that Tom Brady ball or whatever.
Right.
And which then, I think he got back.
He did get it back.
And then I remember years ago during the Maguire-Sosa home run derby. God, yeah. You know, how what was the guy's name? He was like a cartoon writer. Oh, whatever. Anyway, he was paying a fortune for these baseballs, you know, that he just wanted to collect them all. So, listen, it's a lot of money, obviously. But if it's it's 60 of 100 and it's the only one that's signed, $1 million doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, though, that somebody has money like that to spend on a card.
Yeah, it's a huge deal. In the sense of memorabilia continues to only grow and grow and grow. So I think because of that, it's a big deal. And I would say that particularly the Kobe stuff will only become larger and larger as far as the value of them.
All right, last one here. Bringing this up because, Cap, we could not stop laughing about this last week when I brought it up to you. A Japanese man has spent more than $15,000 to fulfill his dream of transforming into a dog. The man, who is currently known only by his Twitter username, Toko, spent 2 million Japanese yen, which is $15,700, to create a lifelike border collie costume that he could live in. The company behind the furry outfit posted the details of the costume on its website. It's called Zeppit, and they're known for creating models and movie sculptures, primarily for TV and film. There's a video that this guy posted on Twitter of him wearing this costume and behaving like a dog, I guess. He's just kind of like crouched down, walking on all fours, and it's been viewed almost 2
Where
million
my dog's
times.
At? It's a good-looking pooch.
Yeah. I mean, once he starts moving, the gig is up, right? Like, you can tell. So is this guy doing this a big deal or no deal, Cap?
Now, of all the no deals that I've had today, I'm going big deal here. What kind of person? You talk about somebody spending $1 million on a trading card. As George said, it's probably an appreciating asset. What kind of person spends $15,000 on a dog costume so that he can get into his dog costume and walk around on all fours and try and convince people he's a real dog? I mean, what's wrong with this guy?
I mean, you got a lot of time on your hands is what I would say.
Did you hear that, Chris? Did you hear the way
what?
I just did that?
Which I didn't hear it.
Give me a break. $15,000 on a stupid dog costume. Yes, you're right, Lindsay. We cried laughing last week when we saw it. It's just made me angry ever since.
I mean, it's pretty ridiculous, but I'll give the man this, an A for effort and commitment. Like, if you're going to go for it, go for it, you know?
He said that he identifies as a dog.
Hey, listen.
To each his own.
Yes, exactly.
Sometimes it's fun to dress up.
Yeah.
They call those furries, right?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I do believe that.
That's the name for them, right?
Really?
The slang, yeah.
Well, it doesn't always have to be a furry costume. Sometimes you dress up as other things, but sure.
Well, this guy's furry.
He is a furry. I don't know if that would. I don't know if he's doing it for a gratification in that department.
He is definitely doing it for some kind of gratification, right?
Maybe he just wants to be a pooch.
Okay. I mean, I want to be a dog, but I'm not going to spend $15,000 on a costume.
I mean, do you want to be a dog?
I mean, yeah, really, dogs have great lives. My dog has the greatest life.
Yeah, not for long, though.
That's not very nice.
Like, I'm just saying.
My
like,
dog is a puppy,
dogs
thank
don't
you.
Don't live a long time, though.
He's not even two. He just turned two.
I get
now,
it, but I'm
now,
just saying.
Now, is it
saying,
true or false that
time.
You are bringing Chewy as your date to the Mandy's?
It's up in the air. I think I may or may not have a date.
Oh.
We'll see.
Oh, wow.
TBD.
Wait a second. So you mean to tell me somebody could knock Chewy out?
Yes, somebody could knock Chewy out.
Wow.
That is
another
the case.
Dog or a
not
real
another
dude?
Dog. Chewy's the only dog for me. Okay. No dogs in costumes or anything like that. Sorry to disappoint all the dogs out there.
Wow. This would be very interesting.
Very
Lindsay,
interesting.
Lindsay brought a date that none of us knew about or had heard about, but now we're, I don't know. I feel
I know.
Like she's breaking the ice
it's
here.
A surprise. It's a surprise, potential surprise guest as my date.
Wow.
Wow.
That's exciting.
There you go. And interesting.
And fascinating.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
I was waiting
phenomenal.
For that next.
All right, that's Big Deal or No Deal each and every day at 6:30. Coming up next, Laura almost died this weekend. Find out how next.
Really, guys?
Go ahead.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cap. I thought we were doing Jake the Snake here. But we're not. We're doing a little Huey Lewis in the news.
I thought we were doing Jake the Snake when Cap was talking about running in a Speedo.
From the original soundtrack, Back to the Future, I believe it was 1983, The Power of Love.
Whoa!
You
hit it! You
did it. All right.
Nicely
good job. Good
done.
Job. I'll give it to you.
And they just threw it at me.
I can't believe she doubted you. I mean, like, you come from music background. So, I'm just saying.
I just wanted to hear it myself because I said, you know, Mason did it a couple times when I was just like threw a couple weird ones at him. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
Because it kind of is like a double post.
I mean, but
you know?
Mason did it in Toledo. This is L.A.
That's true.
Wow.
Whoa.
I've never left L.A. I mean, I consulted in other markets, but I've always been in L.A.
Yeah.
Market number two. Mace finally made it here eventually.
He did?
I hit the other post there. That's just another post.
He did.
He did.
Meanwhile, do double we have the Jake, and, Jake the Snake thing, though? Because I had a good line with that one.
Oh, yeah. Can we do the Jake the Snake?
It is Jake the Snake Roberts is 67 years old. He is credited.
Boy, and has he lived a rough life.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's the snake.
Yeah.
It's a snake draft. He is credited with inventing the finishing move called the DDT.
Yeah.
And he brought a python into the ring with him once when he wrestled.
Again, like Kaplan will when he runs in the Charger Speedo.
Dude, I hate snakes.
Would it be a python, though, or more like a rattlesnake? Like the N, whatever, the little rattler?
Maybe a grass snake.
maybe a...
Cap doesn't like snakes.
Like a little garden snake.
I did. Why don't you like snakes? I mean, I can understand why you don't like snakes, but is there a specific reason? Is there a snake incident?
I'm just petrified of snakes. Scared out of my mind.
So, it's like, a snake draft.
I'm petrified of snakes,
By
dude.
Way,
I hate
them.
Do
you think this show is too inside right now?
Oh, that It's a Snake Draft drop gets used on all
no,
the shows.
No, but even just like the stuff we did, like the Power
Talking
of Love
about
was like
a snake?
Yeah, that and the Power of Love an hour ago. Like, I think that the people that like this show really like this show.
We just
show.
Need them to listen a little bit longer.
Yeah, we just need more than a couple.
The Power of Love was only two segments ago. It's not that far.
That was a Mason in Ireland bit.
Yeah.
Cap, was it?
Lindsay's old roommate way back when. I remember this roommate, the crazy one.
Yeah.
He had a snake named Spooky.
Spooky?
I remember she told me about the snake.
He didn't tell me about.
And he had like, he would keep frozen rats in the freezer.
Yeah, he would leave
what?
It.
He
would. We got to feed them.
So,
not rats, but mice.
Yeah, they're like a little, one day I like opened the fridge and there was like a little wrapped, like wrappered, you know, commercial wrapped small mouse in the fridge.
Oh, we can't live together if you got
and
some wrapped mouse in my freezer.
I took a picture of it. I sent it to him and I was like, what is this? Do I need to find a new roommate? And he's like, oh, that's for Spooky. And I was like, who the hell is Spooky? And he's like, my snake. And I was like, okay, well, I definitely didn't know that you had a snake, and it was, like, hiding in his bathroom the whole time.
Oh, hell no.
This is why I'd rather live by myself and be broke.
I'm pretty sure I have a picture of it somewhere.
What kind of snake
I'll have to find
is Spooky? What kind of snake?
Spooky was a milk snake.
Milk snake.
I never knew there was a milk snake.
Yeah, he was small. Small guy. Lived in, like, a little Tupperware thing.
By the way, there's a snake outbreak. It's a snake trap. At Black Gold right now, Cap, and it's rattlesnakes. Now, they always have signs out, but they've been warning golfers.
Yeah.
To watch out if you go try to find your ball, which I don't have to do too often, but once in a while you do. Mm-hmm. And they say, specifically, somebody looked at me and said, once you hear the rattle, it's too late. And Tommy's going to have to suck the poison out.
Yeah. Right. I mean, listen, if you go on almost any hiking trail in this town, there's all That's sorts true. Of rattlesnake
totally.
Signs.
I ran
everywhere.
Into one yesterday.
Yeah. A rattlesnake?
Yep. Yeah.
Did it rattle at you?
No, it was sitting off to the side of a trail, and then these people, I was walking one direction, they were walking at me, and they're like, hey, be careful, there's a rattlesnake right over there. And then, of course, you know, we, like, ran. Like, we didn't walk anymore. We were, like, running.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want any part of any rattlesnake.
Yeah, well, that's a nice thing to do, or when you see the coyotes trying to hike.
Speaking of nice things to do, when you know someone has an allergy, perhaps probably not feed them food that gives them that said allergy. So how did this happen with your boo at Disneyland?
Okay, so my boo has a very big sweet tooth. He loves sweets.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a particular part in the poo side, like where the poo ride's at, that they have like special treats. And I was like, oh, babe, we should go, whatever, whatever. And he saw this like Mickey shaped thing and he was like, oh my God, that one. I don't know why. Just kind of his eyes. I have a picture. His eyes are like glowing when he saw it. And he's like, you should try it. And I was like, yeah, I'm okay. Something just told me not to. We didn't ask anything, whatever.
Did he start pushing it on you?
Yeah, he was like, babe, it's really good. And I was like, okay. I was like, sure, whatever. So I took, like, he took a little piece of the ear, and I just took a bite out of the Rice Krispie, not even the fondant thing in the top. He's like, no, but the top is the good part. And I was like, so I licked it. And right away, I was like, oh, hell. He's like, I was like, does this have peanuts? He's like, no, it doesn't smell like peanuts. And he runs into the store, asks the girl, and the girl's like, yeah, they make it with, like, peanut sauce, whatever.
Oil,
the hell.
Right, yeah.
No, not oil. It's like, in the...
It's like
in,
a peanut sauce, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I don't, whatever. I don't know. But it's in the fondant thing.
Yeah.
So we're, like, trying to run, find milk and Benadryl, and then we found...
Why milk?
I don't know. My mom, when I was little, she's like... Toma leche, like,
really?
It just, yeah, supposedly.
That's an old wives tale.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
That actually does anything.
I don't know, but like, that's, I was
if
like,
you get bit by a rattlesnake,
yes,
milk, yeah.
You put milk, no, whole milk, specifically whole milk, Chris. Now, I personally would prefer
like,
to suck it
like,
out, you know, take out the venom myself, you know?
Yeah,
but if
I'm
you
sure
have
you
to,
would, homeboy.
You got to put milk.
Anyway, back to Laura's story. Already
whatever.
In progress.
So we flagged
two
cast members.
Yeah, Cap, this is Laura's time. All right.
We flagged two cast members down, and the girl's like, hey, you look pale. Are you okay? I was like, no, this happened. So they bring out an RN, and she's like, gives me Benadryl, does all the things. And she's like, I have an EpiPen, like, if you need it. If y'all ever seen anybody take an EpiPen, it's not fun.
No, yeah.
Luckily.
But don't you carry one?
So I usually do, but I wore a little fanny pack, so I didn't take my backpack that I normally take.
Take the EpiPen.
Yeah, so she's like, you need to carry it. Yeah. And, like, he felt so bad, and it was a whole thing. And
his
like,
name's not on the lease, right?
No, his name's not on the. He
okay,
doesn't
I'm
live
just
with me.
He doesn't have his name on your car or anything, does he?
No, nothing.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. Don't
no,
be sharing
no.
bank accounts either.
No, hell
dude
no.
That'd be feeding you ice cream or whatever that's got peanut oil or whatever on it.
He felt really bad. He was like, babe, I'm so
well,
sorry.
Well, he should.
Can I ask a question? When you refer to your boyfriend on air, you call him babe. And then when you say what he's talking to you, he refers to you as babe. So is babe just the word that you guys use for one another now?
No, he has... different nicknames.
Like what else besides
oh,
babe?
What's
no, just like hun, love, sweetie. Oh. Like nothing
that's
crazy.
Nice. That's nice.
Yeah.
Nothing like schmooky or anything like interesting like that.
What's Rachel's pet name for you,
Mamacita.
Cap?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of babes in there too. There's a lot of babes. There's
it's like
babe.
Normal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
babe.
Oh, babe.
Yeah, babe.
Oh.
Dare to be great, babe.
All right. Well, Laura, I'm glad you didn't die.
Thank you.
Laura, you go to Disney a lot.
By the way, the funniest part was Laura texting this story in the chat and her phone autocorrect killed to Leela for some reason.
Oh, that's right.
And then she had to correct it. And Cap, who was probably either drunk or buzzed or stoned or all of it, could not understand what she was saying.
God,
like,
it's so annoying, though. It is. Like when autocorrect fixes things and you're on the receiving end and you're like, what are they saying? Because the words don't make sense.
Right.
And then you wind up asking, like, what did you
and
say?
Then I just explained to you what happened very quickly.
I was going to say, Sedano got it right away.
Plus, you know, Cap is texting quickly on a Saturday night to make sure Rachel doesn't
see
it.
Yeah.
So he's either in the bathroom like
Sunday.
Yeah, but was it Saturday night? Because I was at that
bar.
Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday.
Sunday, I'm trying to think of where
the
I was.
The day that
was
you had twice. Remember, two Sundays.
Right, I had two Sundays this week. I had two Sundays. Yesterday was Sunday. And I didn't know that today was Live Imaging Tuesday. I thought today was Monday. And now tomorrow should be Live Imaging Wednesday. But, Chris, I don't understand why we'll not come back to the studio tomorrow.
Wednesday is a very specific day for other, you know, things that I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well.
Why does he have to go out of his way to accommodate you?
Because I'll be in the house.
Well, okay. You're the one who made the mistake and thought you had two Sundays.
Right.
Facts.
I actually thought I had one Monday, not two Sundays.
Wait, so when I text you yesterday...
Yeah.
That I said, I'm thinking of coming in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I've got TV. And then I could have sworn you said, I'm coming in, I may come in Wednesday.
Mm.
He was deep in the pixie dust.
Yeah, who knows what I was doing then at that point? Who the hell knows?
Because we know you have the big week this week.
Yep, big graduation happening
this
week.
Congrats.
So I wrote to you, hey, I'm going in the studio tomorrow, only asking because I have TV. If you aren't, I'll come home after. And you said, it tomorrow is what he wrote. To your point, Chris,
see,
he's right.
See?
He's typing very fast. Very
don't
fast.
Let her see. Yeah.
Well, what was I saying, though? It tomorrow.
It tomorrow, which tomorrow, by the way, you didn't spell out. You, like, abbreviated.
TMRW. Yeah.
So what is it,
that?
Though?
He does that.
It tomorrow, though.
It's so hard just to type tomorrow.
Tomorrow, right? I don't know, whatever. So then you wrote, what about Wednesday, as in WED? And I said, out tomorrow or in, ? You wrote it. And then you wrote, LOL, not in. I am not coming up tomorrow. And again, TMRW. And I wrote, gotcha. Well, if you want to go Wednesday, I can. He's like, let's plan. And then he goes into, you'll love this, Chris. How was your weekend?
Yeah, what's wrong with asking?
Yeah.
What's wrong? You shouldn't be pleasant?
No, I'm not saying that you're not pleasant. I just think it's funny that we've had this full conversation, and then after the fact, you're like, oh, by the way, how was your
weekend? Yeah, how you doing?
Should ask first.
Wait, so you knew, though, that it was the weekend was ending, which means you indicated that you would have known that it was, you know, the long weekend.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm not saying, listen, I'm not saying that this isn't wrong. I mean, look, I just feel like.
So you lied.
But you might have woken up. But that was when was this? This was yesterday night at 7:30. So this could have been, you could have just woken up and forgotten because you were all banged
up. Well, I was in the middle of a barbecue yesterday evening.
Right.
You know, I think I told you guys, you know, so it is graduation week.
Yeah.
And I got one who's graduating, but my mother and father came in from Florida and they're staying with me, you know. And do your parents, like when you guys have guests, do your parents stay with you or do you guys, you know, like hotels?
Well, my parents live 5 minutes from me, so they don't stay with me.
Okay, so that one, we'll take that one out of the equation. George's mom comes to visit.
Yeah.
Stays with you, right?
Well, I mean, she's by herself, so yes.
Yeah. Well, my parents come, they stay with me. And when they stay with me, you know, there's not an extra bedroom in the house because there's four kids here. So, you know, I give up my master bedroom to my parents.
Ooh.
That's kind of weird. Can I say?
I
feel like it's weird because I even offered my brother when him and his fiance came to visit. I was like, "You guys want to like sleep in my bedroom?" And then my brother was like, "I don't want to sleep in your bed. That's weird."
Yeah, that's weird. It's kind of a weird nugget to drop on us with like 45 seconds left in the show. So we're definitely going to pick this one up tomorrow.
Yeah, well,
it'll be in the open
pick this
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Lakers talk is coming up with Alan Sliva, a special edition of Lakers talk.
Oh, is he also gonna have some ham?
He's going ham.
He's gonna be wearing a tie like he did in that social
what
media.
What was that
video
all about?
He said he was going to a wedding, but I think he just put it on.
Dude, it was urgent that at that moment in time when the Lakers announced this.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta have Sliva have something
to
say.
Have to break at 58 so hard.
You can get him on for some. Is he ready?
If he's there, we can
talk. Crosstalk with Slee.
Hi, Slee.
What's going on, guys?
Slee, are you having ham for dinner?
Yeah, I am, George. Probably for the next week or so. That's kind of the game plan here. That's the diet.
Nice. Slee, I was in your hometown this weekend.
Back in El Cajon?
El Cajones. That's exactly right.
I'm looking for an El Cajon call.
I was in your crib.
Rancho Penasquitos, hello.
Slee, drove right by your high school, man.
Last time I was going to say you dropped right into the at the high school as well, Granite Hills High School. So,
right.
Okay.
All right, Slee, everyone is accusing you, much like when you had the hot dog eating competition,
okay,
of some nefarious nature stuff here, okay? The tie. What was up with the tie? Now, I thought you looked good. I don't care what you wear if you're giving people what they need. And I thought you delivered. But what was up with the tie is my question.
As in, like, why was I wearing a tie?
Yeah.
So I mentioned this to Trav. This was hours before. Here I am. I'm missing the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm telling Trav, I have to go to a wedding.
Ugh.
I was going to a
terrible
wedding all
friends,
the way out.
By the way.
All the way out in Agora. So I was kind of going a distance there. So I was literally wearing a suit in the car on my way to this wedding.
Right.
Dropped off my girl at the wedding and then kind
of
went down maybe a block or two to go do the video real
Wait,
quick.
Wait, why did you have to drive? Why couldn't you have just done it in the parking lot?
Well, because I thought it would be weird. I went to a parking lot that I thought was empty, which is probably a block away. Much better than people just pulling up, and there I am holding
Wait,
my camera
but how
phone.
Big, how big is this parking lot? Like, you couldn't find, like, a spot where there wasn't not that many cars?
It was, I was playing it safe there, George.
Okay. Excuse me, sir, what are you doing in your car? I have to find a parking lot to cut a video. Everybody stand by.
Slee, how many
takes
did you take?
Thought that was going to happen.
How many takes, Slee? How many takes till you were happy with your video
and
you put it out?
Oh, that's a good question.
Well, when you're in a time crunch, you're just kind of like, whatever happens, happens. So I just use that one. I would use that one, and let's roll with it. Let's get out of there from there.
Was it a good wedding?
It was okay. It was all right.
Did you watch the game on your phone?
I actually really didn't. To be honest with you,
impressive.
I'm making it sound like the Celtics in Miami was the most exciting. Game 7 was really exciting. Game 6, kind of leading up to that, these games weren't good, so I did not watch it on my phone.
I thought Game 6 was...